Donald Trump, dismissal of lawless Florida indictment should be first in trashing all witch hunts. By Amy Furr on July 15, 2024. Former President Donald Trump said Monday the recent throwing out of an indictment that was levied against him should be the first of many. 2 days after the failed assassination attempt that left him bloody during his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. On Saturday, Trump used Truth Social to take aim at the witch hunts that have been plaguing him. He wrote, "As we move forward in uniting our nation after the horrific events on Saturday, this dismissal of the lawless indictment in Florida should be just the first step, followed quickly by the dismissal of all the witch hunts, the January 6th hoax in Washington, D.C., the Manhattan DA's zombie case, the New York AG scam, fake claims about a woman I never met, a decades-old photo in a line with her then-husband does not count, and the Georgia perfect phone call charges. The Democrat Justice Department coordinated all of these political attacks, which are an election interference conspiracy against Joe Biden's political opponent, Maine. Let us come together to end all weaponization of our justice system, and make America great again." On Monday, a federal judge in Florida tossed the prosecution of Trump in the documents case, ruling that special counsel Jack Smith had not been appointed in a constitutional or lawful manner, Breitbart News reported. The outlet continued, "Many conservatives believe that the slew of prosecutions, 2 federal, 2 state, and civil actions against Trump were part of creating the climate of hatred that could have encouraged the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. The documents case brings to an end one of the most extraordinary and controversial prosecutions in American history, one that began with an unprecedented armed raid on Trump's private Mar-a-Lago home in August 2022. According to Trump, a doctor at the hospital who checked him following the assassination attempt said his survival was a miracle, Breitbart News reported Monday. The former president also said he was supposed to be dead, explaining that if he had not slightly turned his head at the last moment, the shot would have struck him in the head. Video footage shows the harrowing moments when the attempt on Trump's life occurred, along with the moment he stood up with blood on his face and raised his fist in a show of defiance. The bullet tore a piece of the former president's ear off as it whizzed past his head, according to Breitbart News. However, Trump will still accept the Republican Party's nomination on Thursday night at the RNC in Milwaukee. He arrived in town Sunday evening without changing his itinerary, the outlet said. The man who tried to assassinate Trump has been identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. The U.S. Secret Service shot him dead at the scene. Related, Rep. Higgins, Jack Smith, days are numbered, we will fight legally, within the parameters of the Constitution.